Summer movie season is here and Pop Culture Happy Hour has you covered. For a guide through the blockbusters you know about and the surprise bright spots you might not, we'll tell you what we are looking forward to, what we're secretly dreading, and what might sneak up on us. Listen now and subscribe.
You haven't had me on the show in a while. I was starting to think you didn't love me anymore.
I couldn't find anyone else. No, I mean,
for this week. That's fair. No.
You've been so busy doing New Music Friday. I've been so busy in my little world. Both things have taken an awful lot of time and love.
Yeah.
And I've been traveling too.
So you've gone the last couple of weekends. I know you were at that festival in Asheville.
That's right. And this Connect Beyond Festival, and with Fantastic Negrito and Kishibashi,
who
talking about his new movie that he's doing about Japanese internment camps. It was just a fascinating performance and evening. But this weekend, I was with Tank and the Bangas.
And it was a party.
They are amazing. And it's a party. Look, this is an event I did in Ohio with Ohio University. So this was months ago we booked this, right? And in the middle of all of that, they just got booked to do Fallon. So they played Jimmy Fallon in New York City, stayed up late to watch themselves. Then had to get to the airport at 3 in the morning and then get to Ohio University to be in front of students and play and talk to them at 10:30 in the morning. And they were lively and funny. When it came to the question and answer part, they said to the students, "We want you to sing your questions." And so they played music.
And did the students oblige?
Most of the students obliged. It was hilarious.
Wow.
And then did this extraordinary concert at this gorgeous old opera house in Nelsonville called the Stewart's Opera House later that night, playing music from their new record. They've got a new album coming.
It's all happening.
That I can't wait for the world to hear. It's been 2 years since they won the Tiny Desk contest, and their lives have just changed immensely, and they are a thrill. I'm so proud of them. I want to play a song from the record. How about if I start
that
way?
Definitely. Okay,
I'm going to play a song from that record. It's called Nice Things.
Plastic. She did some nice things for me. Nice things for me. Oh, goodie, goodie, whatever. You should buy some ice cream for me. You should do some nice things. Nice things. So I hit him on a Tuesday.
You know, as they've gotten bigger and more attention, they have not lost what we fell in love with them for in the first place, right? Their playfulness, yeah. The group interactions that they have. I can't think of a band that's quite like them.
It's part cartoon and part serious poetry and jazz and all this. I did this thing in Ohio with them at the beginning of the show, talking to them about a song that changed their life. There were 11 people in total in the band, including Tank.
Yeah.
And I went around to each of them, and they each played either on the sax or the keyboards or the DJ or whatever. They each played a riff, a bit of the song that changed them.
And so everybody knew how to play the one song that they...
Not only that, but the music was all over the map, you know? So, and that's who they are, Tank and the Bangas.
It's not a surprise.
Yeah, pretty wonderful. So they were our Tiny Desk contest winners. A Tiny Desk contest just closed as of, well, now we're recording on a Monday, so it just closed like 12 hours or whatever ago.
Sunday night.
I have been watching, glued, addicted to, you know, that rabbit hole you go down. Is the next one going to be the one? Is the next one going to be the one? Thrilled about the ones I see. Everything from 80-year-old musicians, you know, who just love still playing their music to 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
And the thrill and subject matters and everything's all over the map.
You know, I've been a judge in the past. I'm not doing it this year.
Yeah.
But there is that moment you say you're going through. You're like, is this going to be the one? I do remember in the previous years judging, there's usually a moment where you're like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. Out of the 5,000 or 6,000 that you get, there's usually one that really pops like that.
It's awesome. So before you go to your pick, because I keep talking about Tang and the Bangas, they have their record that's coming out May the 3rd. Is called Green Balloon.
I've got a Tiny Desk veteran as well, Jessica Hoop. Jessica Hoop played the Tiny Desk with Sam Beam of Iron and Wine. They did a duet together the desk. Yeah. She's someone we've been following for a better part of a decade now, and she also has a new album coming out. It's called Stone Child, and she recorded it with some really incredible talent, including This Is the Kit, and I know you love This Is the Kit.
I do.
John Parrish, and on the song that I want to play, Lucius. Lucius provides the always incredible harmonies that they bring to music. They provide the harmonies on this song. It's called Shoulder Charge, and it's a song all about the secrets and the pain that we carry around with us that nobody else knows about.
Nobody knows my trouble, nobody knows. I dress myself for city streets, these leathers shield my sadness so nobody sees, nobody sees, nobody sees. Nobody sees. Nothing not my skin keeps out from in. I came out of this world, not into this world. I'll rest my hellos, hello, hello, to refine the deceit, and head out to meet a friend for coffee. Armored and mascara, I hit the street and join the sea of islands, walking the island, all of their stories underneath. In currents of unconscious, driven by deep water, heads above the water, barely above water. Nothing not my skin keeps out from in. I came out of this world, not into this world. Nothing knows a finishing where nothing begins. I came out of this world, not into this world. Not from outside this world, out of this world, out of
I live as the world. If I told you what's been really going on, surely I'd have lost your love. There was no one I could trust to understand something. Standing shoulder to shoulder, to shoulder, to shoulder, to shoulder charge. Standing shoulder to shoulder, to shoulder, to shoulder charge. A friend, that we might just open this together. Empathy's contagious. We gathered around a spring fed well. What a tale to tell, and what a fucking relief that nothing one can go through has not been shared by two. Nothing one can go through has not been shed by two. Nothing not my skin keeps out from in. I came out of this world, not into this world. Nothing knows a finishing where nothing begins. I came out of this world, not into this world. Not from outside this world, out of 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 this world. I live as the world.
Out of this world, out of this world, out of this world.
Beautiful detail in that song. Huh?
Yeah. Jessica Hoop was going through a lot in her personal life when she wrote this, and she realized that she wasn't telling anybody about anything, and she was hiding it from people. And I try to think about that all the time, you know, when I'm around people.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, just the people, you never know what someone is going through. You never know what that jerk who just cut you off on the highway or whatever. You know, you don't know what's going on in their lives or what pain they're carrying around with them. And for Jessica Hoop, she says that she had this moment when she heard the term shoulder charge. It was used in a song by the band Elbow, the song Friend of Ours.
And Elbow used a song about shoulders? Oh, my God.
Yes, the band Elbow did a song called Friend of Ours and talk about shoulder charge. And a shoulder charge, she says, that little bit of energy you get when you're in close quarters and you bump against somebody and you're all, you know, you're all closed in this space together, and you start feeling this energy between you, and you realize that you're all in this mysterious human experience together, right? And that you're not as alone as I think she felt like she was from time to time. By the way, I asked Jessica Hoop how she ended up working with Jess Wolfe and Holly Lessig from Lucius, and here's what Jessica had to say.
I actually haven't met Jess and Holly in the flesh quite yet. We are connected by a few people in music. It's a small world. It gets smaller the longer you do it. And then also Instagram. There was a couple hints that kind of made me think maybe there's some admiration going back and forth between the two of us. So knowing we had some friends in common and seeing these little hints, I thought, I'm just going to reach out. So I used good old social media and contacted these two gals that I've never met but have great admiration for, and they said yes. They were touring around South America with Roger Waters, and they asked a friend of theirs, Gus Seifert, and he had a Pro Tools rig, and they just recorded it in the hotel rooms as they traveled along. So, yes, you can make records in hotel rooms. Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that amazing? Because it sounds so good. Their harmonies
totally.
Are so good. And you think, you recorded that in a hotel room and you haven't even met Jessica Hoop? That's amazing to me.
It is. And she, this is the first record I think Jessica Hoop's done in England.
Yeah.
You know, she's done all her records in L.A., which is where Lucius is now, right. Which would have been easy. I think she did this record with John Parrish, no?
Yeah, he produced, yeah. Awesome. Stone Child is the record, and it's out July 5th.
I think everything I've chosen besides the Tank thing fits in the mood of that Jessica Hoop song. In fact, I had picked a Jessica Hoop song, too, for the show.
Oh, another one from the record.
Which also featured Lucius, but You Beat Me to the Punch. So I'm going to play a song. It feels like it would be akin to what you just played. It's by an artist, Sev Dalisa, who I've fell for when I went and saw her at South by Southwest. She's an Iranian and a Dutch singer. She's a record producer. She does more than just sing on her record. She does just about everything on her records. I'm going to play this powerful new song from her. It's called Martyr.
Lover, you're killing me kind. I know what you're thinking. Mother, keep filling our void, damaged by insensibles. Well, I've lost her backbones. She can't pretend. I'll blow up and under the curtains. I'm cursed to these hypocrites. I see crowds of people, I see intentions, I see it all. I see lies in their vessels, I see their guardian angels fall. I see crowds of people, I see intentions, I see it all. Baby faces in the violet light. It's downwards, a blackened wall. Upside in their reminiscent mouths. Could have had it all. Could have had it all. Could have had. I see crowds of people.
so it's darkness, right?
Love that. You know, her voice kind of reminded me a little bit of Jolie Holland. Did you hear that in some of the phrasing? Like
from the Be Good Tanyas?
Yeah, Be Good Tanyas.
I could hear that. It also gave me a giant Portishead vibe.
Oh, yeah, I could kind of hear it. Beth Gibbons.
Yeah. That is Sevdaliza, is her name. Sevdaliza. I went and saw Aldous Harding the other night. Mm-hmm. Absolutely riveting performance. And you played the Jessica Hoop. That's Sevdaliza. And then the next song I will play eventually have this mood to it where they're just very powerful, dramatic performers, completely in control of the music they do, with a deep, somewhat darkish tone to them.
Vulnerability in there somewhere.
Good. I like that. Yeah, very true. But you're going to do something.
Should we take a break first, maybe?
Yeah, you're going to. I have a feeling you're going to rock out. At some point, you're going to break out.
No.
No?
No, well, not next.
All right, well.
Maybe. I don't know.
And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti USB microphone. Ready to record that song, start a podcast, or launch your YouTube channel? Blue helps thousands of creators tell their stories every day and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get started with special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR. Support also comes from ADT, America's trusted home security provider, providing secure smart homes custom designed with everything from video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart locks and lights, and professionally monitored carbon monoxide and smoke detectors, all controlled by the sound of your voice or on the go with the ADT Go app. Learn more at ADT.com.
I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered. And what are you, on earth are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm not going to rock out yet, but I'm going to play one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Chris Staples, someone I first discovered like 4 or 5 years ago. He put out this record called American Soft. I think what I like about his music so much is that he's a storyteller. He's a great storyteller. And a lot of his themes are usually about time and growing older and trying to hold on to time.
You
and
don't relate to that? Why do you like that?
Yeah, I don't, you know, someday.
Very foreign to you.
Someday maybe I'll start thinking about these things. Anyway, he's back with a new record that we're announcing on this show. It's called Holy Moly. Holy Moly. And there's, you know, there's really no better way to sum up life than holy moly.
Who was
moly.
The first human to ever say that?
Holy moly. You know, there's this great promo photo for him. I might feature it on the page in our collage of artists where he's in his bathrobe standing outside holding a cup of coffee. And I just thought, man, Chris Staples for president. he's an everyman. Anyway, the song I want to play from Holy Moly and Chris Staples is called Everybody Said. It's a really short little song about young love.
Everybody said we were way too young to be falling in love. We should just have fun. We were glowing red hot. We cannot behave. Got married in the church where I first got saved. And we did not have a plan at all. It didn't matter. We're gonna feel like this forever. We moved into a place we could both afford. We work the same jobs that we had before. And for the first few years, time stood still. Yeah, we lost ourselves in Jacksonville. And we did not have a plan at all. It didn't matter. Gonna feel like this forever. gonna feel like this forever.
No, you won't. You are not going to feel that way forever. I am
Wait,
sorry to say.
Did you just pop his balloon?
No. In fact, this song is obviously all about how, you know, when you're young in life, you just can't imagine life is going to, could possibly, like, this is it. This is life now, right? And you're always going to feel this way. And Chris Staples says that he originally thought the song was going to be about divorce. And then he found that he was ultimately way more intrigued by how naive people can be.
I just wanted to give the listener the idea that, oh man, this guy is headed for a storm and he doesn't even know it. So I don't really know what happens after the song, whether things turn out okay or not. Hopefully they do.
Hopefully you do. Hopefully it'll work out. But, you know, he gets me thinking in this song, in this little, just 2-minute little ditty about, you know, people just have no concept. When you're young, you have no idea how many lives you're going to live, right? Like, maybe you get married and you think, that's it. I'm going to have this family, but then that doesn't work out and something else happens. And it reminded me of this quote from the author Paul Bowles, who wrote The Sheltering Sky. And this is a quote from the book. He says, because we don't know when we will die, we get to think of life as an inexhaustible well. Yet everything happens only a certain number of times, and a very small number, really. How many more times will you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood, an afternoon that is so deeply a part of your being that you can't even conceive of your life without it? Perhaps 4? 5 more times? Perhaps not even that. How many more times will you watch the full moon rise? Perhaps 20. And yet it all seems limitless. And I think that in his own deceptively plain-spoken way, that Chris Staples has, that's kind of what he's getting at on that song. And I think this whole record, which again is appropriately titled Holy Moly, Holy Moly, which is what I feel like everyone should be thinking every day of their lives. Holy moly, we're here. And that record is out June 28th on Barsuk from Chris Staples.
That's great. That Paul Bowles quote is something I think about a bunch.
Yeah.
Honeymoor Sunsets is what I often think of
right?
in my life.
Yeah, although plenty. I won't watch the sunset tonight. I'll do it tomorrow. It happens every day. I'll see tons, but not really.
I want to play an artist. I got an email from Kenneth Pattingale. He's from the Milk Carton Kids.
Yeah.
And he told me about this artist he's been working with. He's really been excited to work with Vera Sola. She put out her first album in November, but this is something he played guitar on with her and helped put together a kind of a single, 2 songs that have just come out, and I want to play one of them. Vera Sola sent me this audio file while she was on tour in Germany this morning, so I'll let her introduce the song.
Hi, Bob. This is Vera Sola from a van in Jena, Germany. I think that's how you pronounce it. This song is the B-side to my current single that's out right now called Crooked Houses. It's an acoustic reprise of the track Loving Loving from my debut album Shades, which I released by myself last year. On Shades, I produced, arranged, and played everything on the album myself and built up this whole soundscape with multiple layers of me and harmony, also all sorts of Foley percussion and whatnot. So this recording process for these 2 singles was a departure in that it's way more stripped back. It leans on my voice and my rhythm guitar, and also that I had other musicians play on it. My touring bass player, Janie, contributes, and of course, Kenneth Pattingale adds lead guitar and engineered the thing. When it comes to Kenneth, I've long admired his playing, so it was obviously a dream to have him on there. But in conceptualizing it, rather hilariously and ironically, considering his brilliance on the instrument, I wanted his part to sound as little like a steel string acoustic guitar as possible. I'd envisioned his flourishes throughout the song to function more like a dampened piano than anything else. And for the guitar solo, my instruction was that he play it as if he were manipulating the sound of a clock as heard through or underwater. And since the song was originally written as a sort of sea shanty, that's probably where the impulse came from.
I never sought to love you, never thought you'd love me. So I was wrong, me loving you and right about you loving me. Ships, they will break from their moorings, and they will float out to sea, way on the drift. There goes my skiff, it's left me to float lonely. Loneliness ever stays the same.
Nice little turn there at the end.
Right? Yeah, a little pizzicato.
Like, yeah, it certainly sounded like plucked violin strings or the muted guitar strings.
Vera Sola is her name, V-E-R-A-S-O-L-A, loving, the acoustic reprise, as I put in parentheses there, is the name of the song. Just a single. She's a Harvard literature scholar. She plays and tours with Elvis Perkins. She writes music for films, makes extraordinary videos, and wow.
I love the dark, mysterious Bob. You go, I hope everything's all right with you, but I like the everything. Everything had such a beautiful awesome vibe today. Thanks. But I'm going to completely change it up to go out on a band.
Oh, I got to go.
Okay. Well, it was a sweet ride. But, you know, I don't think I've been on the show since we did all our South By coverage. I don't think.
Do you remember what you played?
Was that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one more from South By Southwest, a discovery this year for me was the band Pip Blum. That just make, I think this is fantastically idiosyncratic rock. And Pip Blum is actually a woman. She's just in her early 20s. She lives in Amsterdam. And her brother, Tender, Tender Blum and Pip Blum. Tender plays guitar in the band and she sings. And there's a little bit of humor and sort of these wry observations in the music that reminds me a little bit of Courtney Barnett. They've got a debut album coming out, Pip Blum does, called Boat. And the song I want to play from it is called Set of Stairs. And it's all about persevering even when you're down or when life deals you a bad hand. Sometimes you get the elevator and it's a sweet ride up to the top. Sometimes you get this set of stairs, and it's a hard climb. Huh. So that's what this one's about. The debut full-length Boat is out May 31st on Heavenly Recordings, and the song from Pip Blum that I want to take us out on is Set of Stairs.
Great to do this together again.
Yeah, it was almost fun.
See you in about 6 months or so?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Bye-bye.
Bye.